Welcome to the SMA News Today podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Schaefer. I have SMA Type 2, and I am a columnist and forums director for SMANewsToday.com. Welcome to the SMA News Today podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Schaefer. And today we have a very special episode. For those of you who don't know, there's a new music video out right now that is done entirely by creators with SMA. The song is called Spaces, and we have several of the creators right here on the show today. First, we have, returning to the show, James Ian, who is the performer and songwriter of Spaces. He is a singer, songwriter, and actor from LA, living with SMA. James, so glad to have you back, man.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Good to be back and good to see you.
this will be great. I love the song. I know we're going to talk about it in depth here, but we also have with us, you might know them from their website, The Sweet Life of Zach and Zarek. They are brothers, YouTubers, podcasters, and graphic designers, Zach and Zarek Elizondo from Southern Texas. And they did the artwork behind Spaces. So, Zach and Zarek, so glad to have you here today.
Hello, how are you doing?
Thank you for having us.
Oh, I'm delighted. This will be great. And then we might also have one more guest, Dominic Evans. He's not here yet, but if he does pop on, I will introduce. He did a lot with the actual music video production side of things. So, but really excited to have all of you here today. I know we're going to jump in and talk all about Spaces and the making behind it. And also, I do want to thank Genentech for helping put this together. They were also kind of the organizers behind this whole project, and we'll talk about that as well. But thank you to Genentech for getting this set up and putting me in touch with all the creators. So, very excited for this. Well, before we get started, if everyone could please listen to a brief word from our sponsor.
This podcast was brought to you by Genentech, the makers of an FDA-approved treatment for SMA. To learn about our study results across different types of people with SMA, visit approvedforsma.com. That's approvedforsma.com.
Okay, well, let's get started kind of just talking a little bit about the origins of this video or this song and the whole project and how it came about. James, why don't we start with you? So again, you wrote and performed the song, but how were you approached about it and how did this all come together?
So Genentech, wanted to have a song, made by members of the SMA community and came up with the idea. And they found me through just my music and social media stuff, because I do talk about life with SMA, as a musician and an actor and all those things. And so they found me essentially and told me the idea and asked if I wanted to be on board. And I said, yeah, definitely want to be on board. This is, it's a first of its kind project. And it just seemed like it was extremely cool. So could not say no to that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And did they come in with any kind of guidelines? Like, obviously, they wanted to do, a song created by members of the SMA community. But did they have the title or anything? Or was this all up to you guys to kind of figure out the specifics?
Yeah, so there were no guidelines. It was pretty much left up to us to come up with everything. So which I also thought was really, really nice, not to have any sort of constraints. Like it was like we could just be artists and let it flow. So that was really cool.
That's great. That's great. And Zach and Zarek. So again, I mentioned that you guys have a website and you do all kinds of things from YouTubing, podcasting, but why don't you start just telling a little bit to listeners about yourselves and then also how you got involved with this project?
Okay, so we started Sweet Life in 2019,
yeah.
Right? And we just decided that we wanted to change the world with positivity and love. Show the love and bond that we have with the rest of the SMA community and all populations. And we had so much fun just doing regular, average things. So we started making videos, started trying to dabble in podcasts, pretty much just little things here and there. Then one day Zach sees a post about SMA My Way, and he reached out. And ever since then, it's been part of the movement, and we love working with SMA My Way and everybody in the project. I think what I love about it so much is that they're helping us express whatever we want in a bigger light, so that everybody can understand that we have so much to offer in our own individual spaces. That's why this song is like so special to me and Zach, because it speaks so much so quickly. It has the potential to impact so many lives in just 3-4 minutes, you know? And I think that in itself is so powerful. And it also shows the value of music at the same time.
Absolutely. No, and I totally agree. And Zach, is there anything else you want to add to that? Or like, by the way, just for, since this is audio, so that people know, so Zarek has SMA, and then Zach does not, and his brother, and you formed this really cool partnership, spreading awareness about SMA, and just making videos about your life and stuff, and so
We also did have a sister.
Yes.
That had SMA, and that's like a really big part of our story of why we started Sweet Life. When she was around, she wanted to start a YouTube channel. That was like her big goal, right? And we did a few videos with her here and there. But then when she passed away, you know, we started, obviously struggling with that. And we decided that the best way to honor her and to spread the love and joy that she had to offer was to bring her dreams to life. And I think that in itself has changed our lives for the best and given us like really great opportunities.
Yeah, it is definitely kind of given us a light and a purpose. It has been the most difficult thing we've ever gone through. We lost her in 2017. She was our best friend. I'll tell her all my secrets. She was my best friend, and she had SMA type 2 as well. So she was the only one in the family that truly related with Zarek in that essence. I'm 3 years older than Zarek. Zarek was diagnosed at 3 years old. I was about 5-6 years old when Zarek was diagnosed. So I mean, our whole lives have only known this. So I try to relate as much as possible and be and understand, but I can only just understand so much. I've been blessed to have Zarek and Zarina in my life, because they've shown me a life that I don't think I would have, that I know for a fact that my other friends don't have. People consider like a normal life or a typical life and stuff like that. And what I noticed that a lot of that is missing. Yeah, they may have like the typical household, but that bond and that love is missing. You know, I kind of freak out when I see like brothers or sisters argue, or like live physically fighting and stuff,
or not talk
or just not talking to each other. You know, to me, that just like that breaks my heart. Like I couldn't even imagine a life not talking to Zarek.
And I think also that's why what we've been doing with SMA My Way has really been helpful to both of us, mm-hmm. especially me, not having that person that can relate, you know, and having you know, people like James and Shane and Dominic and Bree and everybody that understands the struggle has been really life changing for the better. It's been really amazing.
That's fantastic. And speaking of Dominic, we did just have him jump on here. So Dominic, I thank you so much for coming on today. Just as a intro, so Dominic Evans is a trans non-binary creator originally from the Midwest and has a BFA in film and is a filmmaker, writer, gamer, streamer, YouTuber, parent, speaker, and activist. I think I got that right. So I got that all off your website. But Dominic, if you want to just say hey, we're kind of going around and talking about each creator's involvement with spaces. So if you want to talk a little bit about making the music video portion of this.
Yeah, thank you so much, and sorry I'm late.
No worries at all.
I would make a fashionable entrance for you all. So, hi, I'm Dominic Evans, and I am all of the things you mentioned. I'm very active because I think part of it is I also have ADHD, so I got to keep busy, busy, busy. So it keeps me well-behaved, you know. So, so I directed the Spaces video, and I directed it from my home in Michigan. I live outside Detroit, and I was able to be there remotely, which was really exciting because I've always known that we've had this capability for the last few years, but I've constantly been told, no, it wouldn't work. It's not, you know, it's the internet. It'll fail. It'll be a problem. But it went really smoothly. I was there, and I kind of feel like I was up on a pole because I was literally on this pole with an iPad on it, and I also had another setup where I was on FaceTime. So I was on Zoom and I was on FaceTime at the same time, and I had two screens, one for my phone that was on like a little stand because I can't hold it, and then one for my computer. So I was able to be there and I was able to communicate everything. The FaceTime let me talk with Zach, who was my on-set director, and I was able to actually view through the Zoom the camera. They could actually hook the camera through Zoom, so I was seeing what the camera was seeing of James and the recording, which I think is just amazing because it gives you a look that I don't even think you can get that look on set the same way. I knew exactly what the camera was looking at. When I filmed on sets before, that's always been a concern. You know, you always have your monitor and you hope it looks great, but you're never actually completely looking through the camera unless you're the cinematographer. So, and that's not accessible to me anyway. I can't get up and really look in the camera. So this made it really accessible to me. It made it so I had a perfect look at what I was shooting. And then it allowed me to say, hey, I want Zach to get this shot, or can we try it this way? And everybody was really grateful about incorporating what I said, even though we were on a really strict deadline. They set it up so that I planned what they would shoot and Zach had ideas of what I wanted and built from there. So it was all my vision from the get-go, but really allowing me to see the camera and be involved made it just so completely. So I was completely enveloped in the whole project. And I think that's really exciting for the future of filmmaking because we can shoot, you know, this was just a music video, but what does this say for what we can do for film and television? And, you know, that's where I want to go next, really, is working in television specifically. And I would love to be able to shoot a pilot from my home and say, hey, look, and open this up to so many other disabled creators. Because we've been saying for years, we can do this with accommodation. And when they give you the access to accommodation, this is what happened. So that's how Spaces came to be. It was because I was accommodated. It was because I was listened to. It was because I was valued and seen as someone that was an artist and a contributor. And that's what disabled people are denied in media and Hollywood.
That is so fascinating just to hear about the process there. I mean, James, you're in LA, you're doing all that. And I mean, the pandemic really has already proven that a lot of industries are fully capable of virtual work, that even people were naysaying that before this. I'm not trying to say that in like, you know, I hate saying positives that came out of the pandemic, but just Dominic, like you were saying, the way that filmmaking and other industries are changing, it allows them to be more inclusive. And so that is just fascinating to see how that all came together. But that's great. And James, going back to the song itself, so what was kind of the process for you? I mean, I know a lot of your music has kind of revolved around positivity and kind of an R&B style and different genre mixes, really. But what was the process kind of like for writing this song, you know, with the SMA community in mind, and just any particular themes you wanted to tackle?
It was different in that when we came together as a larger group of the SMA community, you know, Dominic was there, Zarek and Zach were there. So we, you know, had this meeting where we kind of like had, like, here's what we want to say, you know, here's what we don't want to say. And we really wanted to make sure that just SMA, that disability is portrayed like in an accurate light. You know, we want to fall into like inspiration porn or like any of those things. And so as we just kind of talked about it, like a lot of kind of like common ideas kept coming up. And one was that like we felt that people with SMA or other disabilities were often just not considered, you know, in everyday life. We're not even seen, we're not heard. You know, Dominic talked about like not being seen as a contributor, but you know, we all are. And so that was a really big thing. We also just wanted to show that, you know, like Zach mentioned, like we're leading lives that, you know, non-disabled people are leading. And we're, you know, we have, some of us have children, some of us are married, some of us are dating, you know, we're like doing all these cool things. We have, you know, wonderful families and great friends that we like, we find joy, you know, in the small things going throughout our day and, you know, all those things. And then we also just wanting to really be seen as human beings, you know, because often we're not seen that way. And so those are like three, I would say, of the things, the big kind of like themes that kind of jumped out. And then from there, I essentially just taking notes, you know, feverishly throughout that process. And then from there, I just kind of was like, all right, let's see if we can get, I want to get as much as what people said into the song as possible. So just did, you know, did the best I could do that. And then had a rough draft. And then I sat down with two like music professionals, Barry Weeks, he's a three-time Grammy-nominated producer, and then Tom Rowland, who is, he's an executive VP for TV and film at Universal, and so sat down with them, and then we essentially edited to, like, make, you know, like, to have certain changes to cadence or whatever, or, like, say these words instead, you know, because they sound better, you know, in terms of rhyme scheme or whatever it might be, and then we essentially, once we left that session, we pretty much, you know, we had the song. So it was a process where there were a lot of people involved, you know. I've been in bands and stuff before, so that was not an issue, but there was a larger audience, you know, that we were dealing with. And I just we all really wanted to make sure we got it right. You know, like Zarek said, it's a 3 to 4 minute song, and like, I feel like it is really, really impactful. So you have a short window to get it right and do what you need to do. So so that was like, as I was, we were going through this, I was like, you know, that was what was kind of guiding me and us just to do it accurately. And I feel like we did a great job of it.
Oh, definitely. I mean, like you said, it's short, but it makes a huge impact. And there's so much to pack into it. It's great. But Well, before we continue, if everyone could please listen to one more brief word from our sponsor.
This podcast is made possible by a sponsorship from Genentech. Are you living with SMA, or are you a caregiver for someone who is? A treatment has been FDA approved based on studies of different types of people living with SMA. Genentech extends a special thanks to all the individuals, families, and healthcare providers who participated in the studies that led to making this treatment option a reality. To learn more about this treatment, visit approvedforsma.com.
Okay, well, and Zach and Zarek, thinking about designing the art and the logo for this, what was that process like, and were there any particular influences you guys had?
No, honestly, the way I've always done art is it's really controlled by not only emotion, but it's music, right? So my favorite thing to do when I'm ever creating something is throw on some music and vibe out to it and just see what happens. I use my iPad and I use an Apple Pencil in my mouth, and that's just the way I like to play with different things. And usually, like, I say, like, 80% of the time, something really dope will come out of it, or something really weird will come out of it. That's my favorite way to do art, and I've always kind of dabbled a little bit in stuff we're doing with like paint or art and different ways. Before the pandemic, I was customizing sneakers with the same method. I would use a paintbrush with my mouth, and that was really fun. But then I discovered this whole other world of like graphic design, and it's been able to open my capabilities to a whole nother world. So in spaces, I was able to really, I was actually blessed to hear a little bit of the song before it actually came out. And right there and then, I got, like, we had a Zoom meeting, they prayed for me, and then a few minutes later, I was in my room, really expressing what I felt from the song onto the canvas. And at the beginning, I was really kind of skeptical of myself because, like James said, this song is so impactful that I wanted to make sure that the artwork aligned with what the words were saying. So at the beginning, I was really nervous about that. But once I started getting into it, I got to a moment of like almost serenity where I was happy with what I built, and I felt like together with the song, they form a cohesive bond. Like every song that should be made, you know what I mean? And I think they complement each other. And once I did that, I was losing my mind. I'd go around in circles and I was like, oh, I did! I think I finished it like at 3 a.m. and I woke up Zach. I was like, bro, you gotta come to my room. You gotta check out what I just did. Because I think I did. This is the one right here.
And Zach, were you over there just like, can this not wait until tomorrow, or did you want to see it right away?
I get just as hyped to see it. It was really awesome. I was just as excited.
Yeah, as soon as he saw it, he was like, bro, where did this come from? And I was like, I don't know. I think that's the best part about art, is that honestly, art is subjective, right? So you just let everything, let your emotions take control and just see where it takes you. Just like in the same thing with music. You let your emotions control your words, and 9 times out of 10, you create something that can be out of this world, and I think that is so awesome.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, it is. Just, I mean, when I'm creating something too, it's that you know when you've hit something, and it just creates a spark in you. And I'm sure that's what it was like for this whole process. And Dominic, one of the things I really love about the video itself is the way it incorporates images of people from the SMA community all over, and it has this like really cool build up to it. So, what was the process like of A, selecting those images, and also just creating the overall aesthetic?
Yeah, so my thought after our session where we all met was that I wanted James to kind of be like the guide of all of this. So he's the singer, story writer. So he's going to invite us all into these worlds, and he's going to start with his own story. You know, this is my story. This is who I am. And then meet these other people. And I wanted it to be everyday scenarios, because disability isn't just positive or negative. It is neutral. We are, you know, feeding our children, or we are, you know, hanging out with our family. We're reading a book. We're doing things that are just not, they're not necessarily positive. They're not necessarily negative. They're just living. And I don't feel like disabled people, particularly those of us who are using mobility devices or are visibly seen as disabled, really get this freedom to just be. You know, it's like we either have to be these big inspirations that, you know, we got to make the non-disabled people feel like, you know, they're so lucky to be alive and not us, or we got to be, you know, we're the devastating horror of the world. You don't want to be like us, you know, or, you know, look at the poor little disabled people. They did something, you know, so extraordinary. They got out of bed yesterday or something. You know what I mean? Like, and, you know, for some people, getting out of bed can be hard. You know what I mean? And I don't think any of these experiences, no matter whether you live, you know, where you can do a lot of things, or where, you know, for me, I can't even get out of bed some days, you know, and I manage to find ways to do some things, but not everybody can, and that's okay. So I wanted to show everybody kind of in like their environment, where they are, you know, because we're all in such different environments. We're all, you know, all over the country. We're from different types of families. I really wanted diversity in the community to show, because disability is, it affects every community, you know? I've seen mostly a lot of people that are white like me, but I've never really seen a lot of people that are, you know, LGBT and disabled like me. So, you know, I was providing myself, you know, trans representation by showing myself in a little bit of the video, you know. I wasn't sure I wanted to be in it, but I liked the idea of having me kind of in the backstage area, because just for that reason, because I wanted other disabled people, you know, especially LGBT disabled people, to say, hey, you know, you can be in this space. And that was the thing. When choosing the shots, I actually made a list and we sent it out, and I said, hey, I want these people to kind of put themselves in these kind of situations. I knew I wanted to get Zarek, for example, making the artwork. You know, I thought James is making the song. We're going to see that. If we're going to include me making the music video, then Zarek should also be included doing that. But I also tried to figure out, what do these people do in their lives, and what are some really like compelling images, you know, like for Corey to be playing with her daughters, you know, seeing a wheelchair user, actually being the parent that is, you know, there with their children. I feel like a lot of people think if we're physically disabled, if we have non-disabled partners, they're doing all the work, but you see Corey there with dinner, you know, and her two daughters, and there's no other person there. I think that's just a really powerful image. And so having a list of what I wanted and then having people shoot these images. And by the way, thank you so much for making it such great quality, Zach and Zarek. Everybody just made, because I don't think people realize that we didn't have professional film crews come in. It was Zach and Zarek and Corey and everybody else. James was the one who got off. James, you slacker. No, I'm just kidding. James had the professional film crew, but everybody else had, they did it themselves. And I was so impressed by all of the quality, you know, that everybody got, because it looked like a professional film crew was there. And because of that, we were able to incorporate just any of the images they provided. And everybody really listened to the kind of images I wanted. So I don't feel like we really had any bad choices for what we could use. So it ultimately came down to, you know, what would fit, what would work. So I wanted just all these everyday instances. We're just out here living our lives. Don't forget about us, because disabled people get forgotten all the time, mm-hmm. all the time. And it's such a horrible thing for us, because that means we don't get the resources we need. That means we don't get a lot of things that would make our lives easier. So first, I didn't want people to forget about us. And then second, I wanted them to realize, hey, we're not these, you know, aliens that you think we are. We're just human beings, you know. We're like everyone else, and we have similar lives. We have similar desires. We want families. We want to work, some of us. I mean, I don't always want to work, but, you know, we want these things in our lives, and they are, you know, we're just human. That's what it was at the end of the day. I don't feel like I'm always seen as human, and that's really exhausting, you know? So see me as a human and treat me as a person, and I'm here, and look, and I'm doing cool stuff too.
I love it. It's a great point. And well, and really that's kind of where I want to end it on, is talking about, you know, I mean, I know, I think for all of us, we grew up with little to no representation of disability, or certainly not SMA. I mean, but even just, you know, wheelchair users or people like us, there was just, I know from my experience, there was nothing like that, you know, when I was a kid. And so to see something like this that not only has one, you know, SMA creator, but all SMA creators, you know, on all levels of the project, it is, I know that's an incredible feeling for me as just a viewer of this, but for all of you as the creators, like, what does that mean to you, that just, like, the significance of something like Spaces? So, James, you can start.
Yeah, like you, Kevin, I mean, we didn't see this. We didn't see representation, like you said. So it's really, really incredible to see it, and to be a part of it is even more special. But I just really hope that it, like, opens up doors, you know, for people with SMA, for people with disabilities, like, to follow their dreams, really, because it shows that this is, like, a very high quality, like, beautiful project, like, from all aspects of it. It's, like, perfect, in my opinion. And so it shows that we can, you know, operate on this, you know, Hollywood super high level and get the job done. And so I just hope that it really gives people from, you know, the SMA community with other disabilities, like, the chance to go out and, like, live their dreams and do what makes them happy, really, and puts us in these really cool positions where we're, you know, where we're, like, making these awesome, awesome pieces of work, whatever those pieces of work might be.
Definitely. Zach and Zarek, what about you guys?
For us, as soon as we heard the song, like, the first thing that came through my mind was how this song has the potential not only to make a big impact and a lot of noise in the SMA community, but to help a lot of people that are struggling just with everyday life, to be happy in their own spaces. Mm-hmm. And I think that and not only just happy, but also accepted in their own spaces. And I think that in itself really has the I just want everybody in the world since day one to be loved. And I think this song has the potential to wipe the eyes off of the people that, you know, see things a little cloudy and learn to love everybody for who they are. And that's why I love so much about it. Oh man, it's so hard. I'm sorry.
Man, that was great. Yeah. No, I like totally. I mean, it's just that, like Dominic was saying earlier about just being human and being seen and recognized. And and Dominic, dude, like I've read some of your blog posts about your experiences in the film industry, and so again, going back to this question, like, what does it mean to you? Spaces mean to you, and. You know, and what do you hope it means for the future of particularly film and media?
So I grew up a poster child, brat, which means I was exploited as a little kid. And I remember being thrust on TV at 4 a.m. and they would tell me, tell them that, and I was really little, you know, I could still walk, which they used to their advantage. Look at this poor little, you know, cripple girl, because that's what they called you in the 80s. Look at this poor little cripple girl. She, you know, waddles when she walks. And I would go on TV and I would say, please heal me, donate and heal me so that I can have a life, because I'm not going to have a life, you know, like what that does to you internally growing up to think, you know, I'm not even going to have a life, you know. I need to be fixed. I'm broken. You know, I didn't see any other media about me. It was this. I got to be someone that was broken and everybody needed to fix. That's what I internalized. And what I really want is that kids like me that are bullied and picked on and don't really understand that they deserve to be in this world say, hey, look at this person that looks like me. They're in a wheelchair and, you know, maybe they can't get out of bed or they, you know, they can't really move their body, but they're doing these cool things. So, you know, I could have a future, because I didn't even think I could have a future. You know, I got such mixed messages. Sometimes my family would be like, oh, of course you're going to have a future. But then you have all this media portrayal saying, no, you know, and we're not anywhere either. We weren't anywhere visibly. So I didn't have any examples to counter that. And I know that there are plenty of kids out there that feel this way. I hear these stories all the time about kids that just, and not just disabled kid, any kid that, you know, is different in some way. They are, you know, kind of pounded down by society. And I want kids that have SMA to realize they deserve to be in this world, because I spent so many years thinking I just didn't want to be here, you know, that I didn't deserve to be here, that I wasn't a good enough person, you know, and I internalized all of it. You know, I've spent the last 40 years deconstructing it, and it's taken a lot. I don't want kids to have to go through this. So for me, that's why I've poured my work into representation. I truly believe representation will fix so many things, because we look to the media to understand everything. You know, if we don't know people, we take all those lessons we saw in the media and we apply them. And if they're not good, That's why we see so many problems, because there's so little understanding of disability because we're not seeing authentic representation. So for me, this was just another opportunity to do representation work. That was, at the end of the day, the reason I signed on, was that I could make a music video that gave something that I've been telling everybody we needed, that I could show them. As much as it is about me proving to the world, yes, Dominic Evans has been told his whole life, you know, he can't do this, and look at Booyah. It was even more, these kids need to know they have value, because we don't need another generation where they think that they're worthless, where they think they're not capable, and where they aren't getting the resources they need to, you know, accommodate what they want to do in life, you know, whatever they want to do in life. They might not, you know, want to be a director. They might want to be a teacher, or they might want to, they might not be able to work at all, but they might want to find something fulfilling in their life, you know, that they love to do. And it's hard to do that when you're thinking you don't belong here in the first place. So
it's such a great point. And I think anyone who doesn't think representation is important, I mean, just look at the influence of film, TV, books, etc. on our culture, and you'll be proven otherwise. So I totally agree. I think it's just that's something that needs to be changed, and I'm so glad that you guys have contributed to a massive step forward in the realm of disability representation, and that there are other examples out there too, and we're, you know, slowly making progress. But this, I think, is just an incredible project. So I want to commend all of you guys on the work you did here. But, so, I mean, for our listeners out there, if you haven't heard Spaces yet, watch the music video, just take a break from listening to the new Taylor Swift album, you know, like, it's on, and then you'll become addicted. It is just one song, but you'll become addicted and you'll be playing it on repeat. So we'll drop a link in the description here. But guys, I want to thank you all so much for joining in. James, Dominic, Zach, and Zarek, listeners can find all over the web, really. They've each got websites and YouTube channels, etc. And I like, do you guys want to drop your social media handles while we're here? James, what yours? Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having us. This was fantastic. My social media is at James Ian Music for Instagram and Twitter.
Perfect. And then Zach and Zarek?
You can just Google Sweet Life with Zach and Zarek. We're on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, the works. So, we're all over the place.
And also, I want to say thank you for having us. And to anyone that's listening and to everyone that's here on this Zoom, I love you. We love you. And you deserve everything that you want and dream of.
Love you too,
Zer. Oh, yeah, thank you so much. And then Dominic, you're DominicEvidence.com, and then what's your social media handle?
Yeah, I just want to add, it's really easy to find them if you look up Sweet Life of Zach and Zarek, because that's how I found them. So.
Yeah.
Yay Google, by the way. Yeah. So I am Dominic Evans. I'm not very original, you know, on Instagram and on Twitter. I do have a K at the end of my name because I'm a little extra, so, you know.
That's perfect.
Got it. Well, guys, thank you again so much, and I look forward to hopefully getting more fans here to Spaces and to see what you guys all do next. So for our listeners out there, you can find more stories and conversations like this by subscribing to the SMA News Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow our forums page, social media, and all of our content on smanewstoday.com for the latest SMA news and perspectives. I'm your host, Kevin Schaefer. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time. Take care.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com, and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.